We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Vachim Daf Kuf Vav, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the 13th perek of Masechtes Vachim, perek HaShoichet VaHamayva. So perek HaShoichet VaHamayva is one of the important Marim Mekoymas in Masechtes Vachim. So when you think of the more lumdisha parts of Masechtes Vachim, what comes to mind is Daf Chafei, the Sugis of Nishbach, Perek Mizbech Mikadesh, and Perek HaShoichet VaMailo is right up there. Either way, Perek HaShoichet VaMailo really is the Torah Shebal Peh of Psukim in the Torah that's mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Achrimos, Perek Yudzayin. So Parshas Achrimos begins Perek Tezayin, and the beginning of Parshas Achrimos is, of course, the Seida Avoida of Yom Kippur. So the Parsha that discusses B'sois Yoveh Aharon HaKodesh and the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazozel, the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Parim HaNisrofim, the Vidui, it's all mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, right in the beginning. It's Vayikra Perek Tes Zayin. The very next Parsha, Perek Yud Zayin, the Torah mentions a halacha that's also Negeya Kachem, but completely unrelated to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And that is the Isser of Shchutechotz and the Isser of Halaskos. Let's just very quickly go through the Psukim together, and then we'll get right into the Daf. Perek Yud Zayin begins by Yidabra Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Dabra al Aharon ve'el Bonov ve'el Kol B'nei Yisrael ve'yomarto aleyem zeh hadova asher tziva Hashem Leimer. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, any Yid, asher yishchat is going to shecht, shor oy kesef oy eiz b'machane, oy asher yishchat michutz l'machane. Ve'el Pesach oy omoy lo yivir l'akrif korban l'Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem. So this is a Yid that took a carbon, and instead of bringing the carbon el Pesach oy omoy, what he did was, is he shechted it, Shchita, it's important, b'machane or chutz l'machane. It's a very bad thing. He was supposed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens to this person? Says the Torah, dom yechoshev lo ishahu. This person is going to be chayiv kores. Dom shochvach v'nichras ha'ishahu mikerev amon. And the reason is, l'mana sheyaviu b'nei Yisrael la'tzevchem asherim zoivchem al p'nei asada. Because it's important for you to know there's only one place to bring a carbon. You don't do it b'machane, not in your backyard, not chutz l'machane, but it has to be dafko v'heviyum v'ashem al pesach ha'yom moyed el ha'koyen v'zovchus shlomim l'ashem mois. And when you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Torah, v'zorak ha'koyen es adam, like this you'll be able to do zrika, v'hikter ha'chelov, you'll be able to do akhtara, l'reach n'chayich l'ashem, and only then will there be a reach n'chayich. Then the Torah says that, you know why this is so important, v'lo yizbachu oides evcheyem l'aseirim, which Pashup Shan in the Pasuk, although we'll see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to have several drashas how to learn this Pasuk, but Pashup Shan in the Pasuk is you know why it's so critical to make sure that you don't bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Because we're all familiar with the slippery slope, and one thing leads to another. If you're going to take a carbon, a chatos, an oilah, a shlomo, and you're going to bring it b'machane, what may happen is you may bring another sacrifice to another deity, the machane as well. This may lead to avodah zarah. So says the Torah, you know why it's so important not to ever bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Because v'lo yizbuchu oide sefcheim la'seirim. Like this, you're not going to bring any carbonis to the seirim. You bring a carbon to the goat? I thought the goat is the carbon. No, says Rashi, seirim is shaitim. And once upon a time, people used to worship the devil. They used to worship demons. So by having this halacha, in essence, it's a protection. It's a shmira azah to make sure that you're not going to be Oyved avoid the zarin. If you remember, we spoke out in Masechtes Vachim Ha'ara from Rav David Soloveitchik. So Zayin Gesunden Stark. Rav Shulam David made a diag that the Teres Kayanim learns from a pasuk that a guy that does Shchutei Chutz is not Oyved the Isser Shchutei Chutz. And at first glance, it makes no sense. Why would there be a Havamina that the guy should be Muzer on Shchutei Chutz? Not one of the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Because if it's not one of the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, why would there be a Havamina? You don't need the Torah to say that a guy doesn't put on tefillin. So why would you need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me, a drosh in the Torah's Kayanim, that a guy is excluded from the parish of Shchutei Chutz? So we suggested that if the whole Isser of Shchutei Chutz is a Shmira of a Yizbuchu Oydes of Chayim Masayirim, so Sokot Ayde Chamina, being that a guy has Avodah Zarah, it's one of the Sheva Mitzvot Nei Noach, and Shchutei Chutz is like a harchaka. so that you shouldn't come the day of Avodah Zarah. So maybe you think the guy would have the Isser Shchutei Chutz as well. Kamash Malan, we shtel to a Mesha Chachma, ve'in kamakoyim elaharach. Either way, says the Torah, v'aleim toimar, I want to tell you something else. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, u'menager ashi yagru b'toicham ashi yalo oylo ezavach. That just like I said, that it's also for a person to shech the carbon b'chutz, it's also also for a person to be makter a carbon b'chutz. Meaning, if someone's going to take a carbon, and he's going to bring it, oylo, whether it's an oylo, a zevach, or it's a shlom, del pesach oylo, same story. And instead of bringing it to the Pesach HaYomayit, he decided to make a barbecue somewhere outside. This person's also going to be Chayiv Karas. And then the Torah continues with Pesachim. Either way, so you have two parshiyos that are right after the parsha of the Avodah Yom Kippur, parsha is Achrimais, that deal with someone bringing a carbon outside of the Oyel Moed. El Pesach Oyel Moed Lo Yevienu. The first one is someone that shechted a carbon machot. The second one is someone that was Maila carbon machot. So today's going to be hashtag no raid, but just one ha'ara. And that is, one ha'ara is the pasuk begins, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael. It sounds like we're talking about any yid. As a matter of fact, we just mentioned the Torah's Kayanim, that Rav David was Matmian, that brought a raya that it doesn't apply to a guy. But a yid, for sure. Why is it a chiddush? Because you could argue that Bishloim is Shchutei Chutz, where Shchit is Ksheira Bazaar. So if a Pashta yid is going to go and he's going to shech the carbon b'chutz, it's a Shchita, it's a Shchita's Kachem, he did it in the wrong place, Val Pesach HaYomayu Lo Yevienu, as a result, he's going to be Chayiv Karas. But if a Zar goes and he's Makter a carbon b'chutz, Haktar is an Avoida that's Psula Bazaar. So to the extent that he was Makter at b'chutz, why should that be a Halas Chutz for which he should be Chayiv Karas? It's the Nishkei Maisa Haktara B'chla, because the Zar is always possible to do Akhtara. The Bishlei Meshchita, I understand why it applies to Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, as long as you're a Yid. You don't have to be a Kayin. It's not being told to the B'nai Aharon per se, but any Yid. Even a woman, incidentally. Why? Because Nashim are also kashrut to do that way. That's the first mission of the third parak. So based on that, it makes sense why it would apply to all Yidin. But Halah, which is an Avodah, that's possible, bizarre, L'chura, yesh la'ayin, why is it that a zar that does the halal b'chutz is going to be chayiv? Either way, there's a lot to talk about. Maybe tomorrow night in Netz Hashem, when we learn Sunday's daf, we'll get into it. But for now, zokt de'hilge mishnah, shoichet v'amaylo b'chutz. If someone shechts and he's Milo Bachot, so he did both Averis. He did the first part of the parasha and the second part of the parasha. Shchita and Allah. Says the Mishnah Chayiv Allah. Shchita v'chayiv Allah. He's Chayiv both for the Shchita and for the Allah. Now, you can't be Chayiv Karas twice. So what does it mean, you Chayiv twice? It means if he did a B'shoigig, he did the Shchita B'shoigig and he did the Allah B'shoigig, we look at them as two separate Averis. If you do two Averis B'shoigig, as a result, you'll be chayef for each one, meaning you'll be chayef two chatois. The chiddush is that we look at them as two separate averas. You could have thought it's one avera. There's a halach of doing avoda b'chutz, and within that halacha, there's two se'ifei katan. There's shchita and there's halach. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that they're two independent azarois, and as a result, there's going to be a chatos for each one independently. If someone did shchita b'fnim, meaning the shchita was done kosher, and then afterwards, the emurim were brought outside the Makam HaMikdash, and the halal was not machutz, it's over there that you're going to be chayim. But shachat b'chutz, v'halo b'chutz pater. Says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, if you take the same carbon, and you do a shchita b'chutz, and then you do halal b'chutz, you're pater on the halal. Chayim for the shchita. But you're going to be pater from the halal. Why? Shalai hel el a dav apostle. Because what were you, Maila? You were Maila dav apostle. So meaning that what you brought was a dav apostle, it's not a halal chutz. If it's not a halal chutz, you're going to be. So the Mishnah says, hashoichet v'maila b'chutz chayim. It sounds like even if it's the same carbon, you shecht it, and then you took those emurim, you put them as be'ech pachotz, and you went ahead and you were ma'ilah. You're going to be chayiv for both. Says Rabbi Yisrael Lili, in that case, you're not going to be chayiv shtayim. Because once you did shchita b'chutz, the shchita is possible. Shchita has to be b'fnim. If it's kachim kadashim, it has to be b'tzafin. If it's kachim kalim, at the very least, it has to be within the chaymas azar. Being that the shchita was possible, so at that point, the halal, you're not going to be chayiv for. When then are you chayiv for halal? When it was a kashur shchita, when the shchita was done b'fnim, you took the emurim outside. That halal is a good halal. Problem is, it's pachutz. As a result, you're going to be chayiv amrulai. But what did the Chachamim tell Rabbi Yosef Lili? It's not true. Afa shoychet b'fnim u'mayla b'chutz. Even a case where you're shoychet b'fnim and you're mayla b'chutz, given she'etzi apostle, as soon as you take it outside of the azar, it's possible yoytze. It's the time of the Chachamim of shoch. If you're telling me shochet b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, you're potter because it wasn't a kosher shchita, meaning the only time you chayiv for Allah is when you were mayla emurim kshirin, then there's a problem because every single halah is chutz. By definition, the halacha took place out of the Azara, and the moment you take the Emurim out of the Azara, at that point, it's Nifsal B'Yotze. It's up the Mishnah Vayter, and the Mishnah goes, Me'inyin Le'inyin Shalei Ba'Yotze Inyin. But the reason the Mishnah is doing it, because the Mishnah is going to bring now another Machlekes Rav Yosef Aglili and the Chachamim, that from the logic perspective, mirrors this previous machlekes. We'll say, Tomei she'achal, if a Tomei eats kachim, bein kodesh, Tomei bein kodesh, tohar chayef. So a Tomei that eats kachim, if he has tumas haguf, the halacha is, he is chayef kares. If he does a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayef a karben chata. So he's chayef if he eats kachim, whether the kachim was Tomei, or the kachim was tar. If the Tomei ate kachim, that's tar, he's chayef. But the Tomei she'achal, Tomei potter. But if the Tomei ate kachim, that's Tomei, he's going to be potter. Why? Because you have to eat a davar tahar, you can't eat a davar tahar. How is it possible for a tamei to eat a davar tahar? Why? Af tamei she'achal asatar. Kiven shenagaboy, as soon as he touched it, tamu. It's always going to be tamei. Therefore, the chachamet Rabbi Yosef Aglili, how could you have a halacha that says that a tamei that eats tamei is not chayiv karis for the fact that he ate kachim betumas haguf every single time a tamei eats kachim because he's tamei, he's always being metama the kachim. Similar to this argument that the Chachamim made to Rabbi Yosef Aglili in the Reish of the Mishnah. How could you tell me there's a halacha that the only time you chayiv halachas chutz is if you're maila emurim ksherim? Every halas chutz is always a murim psulim, because the moment you take the murim out of the chaymas hazara, it automatically becomes possible. Either way, v'tar she'achal tamei potter, a tahar that eats kachim tamei, just as a FYI, he's potter, she'inei chayv alal tumas hagol. So even though whenever you talk about tumah, it doesn't matter if the person's tamei and the food is tahar, or the person's tahar and the food is tamei, but there is an afkamin with regards to karis, meaning it's always going to be aser. But from a karis standpoint, if someone's tamei tumas aguf, that's when there's a chiv karis. If someone's not tamei tumas aguf, there's no chiv karis. Zok to Gemara, bishleima halah, bishleima, when it comes to halah. So the Mishnah was mavur that if somebody shechts b'shoigig is chayiv karis, b'mezid, if he does it, b'shoigig is chayiv chatas. If someone's maila b'chutz, it's the same thing. B'mezid is chayiv karis. If he does a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv chatas. But the point is that there's a chiyuv chatas for someone that's sheichet b'chutz and he's maila b'chutz. The Mishnah mentioned the machloikis Rabbi Yosef Aglili in the Chachamim. If you were sheichet v'maila, the same carbon, are you going to be chayiv one chatas or are you going to be chayiv two chatas? But that's clear. There's a chatas for shchita and there's a chatas for halah. At first glance, what's the chiddush? If b'mezid you chayiv karis, then b'shoigig you should be chayiv chatas. If Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's a chiddush. B'shleim halah, k'siv oinish, k'siv azare. There's an oinish that the Torah clearly says that if somebody's ma'ala b'chutz, he's chayiv karis. And not just that, the Torah gives an azar. The Torah warned, there's a loisa say in the Torah that says, thou shall not be ma'ala kachim b'chutz. Now, oinish, t'ksiv al pesach hayom ma'ala yaviyah. We read the Pesukim together. It's clear in the Torah. It's really the next words. Dam yechoshev le'ishahu dam shachav. It's clear in the Torah. V'nichrasa ishahu me'amav. Torah says very, very clearly that if somebody's ma'ala b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv karis. Azara, and the azara is d'chsev yisham elecha pentala oiloy sechem. Now this pasuk, interestingly, is actually not here in Parshas Achrimais, but this is in Parshas Re'eh, and the Torah over there talks about how where the Kabbalists were supposed to be brought. They were supposed to be brought in the Makam HaMikdash, and says the Torah that if somebody doesn't bring it in the Makam HaMikdash, it's a bad thing. And the Lashon HaTorah is, he shomer lecha, pen tala oiloy secha, b'chol mokim ha'shatira. Clearly discussing halo aschutz. And v'chichot, amir Rabban Rabba Lozak. We know Rabban said in the name of Rabba Lozak, kol makshin ha'mi shomer pen, v'al, eni, yalo lo yisaseh. And here you have two of the three Lashonis of lo yisaseh. So you have the oinish and you have the hazar. And being that you have the oinish and the hazar, it's for that reason there's going to be not only a chiv chorus, there's also going to be a chiv chatas. Elo, shchita, but as it relates to shchutei chutz, b'shleim ha'oynish, that's mefurish in the pasuk. D'chsev v'pesach ha'yim o'ilo yevi'oi, v'chulei, v'chulei. The Torah says, dam shafach, v'nichras ha'yishahu, the Torah clearly says it's going to be karis. El azara min olon. But where do you see an azara? Where did the Torah say anywhere that thou shall not shech pachutz? So thou shall not be ma'ila b'chutz, that's parashas re'eh. But that pasuk clearly says, he shomer l'cha pentala. We're talking about halah. We're talking about aktar. Torah doesn't say anything about shchita. So if there's no azara on shchita, then why should there be a chiyuv chatas? In other words, there's a klal gadol in Shas, ein einshin, ela im kei mazirim. The way Rashi learns this Gemara right here, it's very, very clear. And this Shita's Rashi is a Shita Michudeshes, but it's Rashi, so we're going to go with Rashi Shita. That halach of ein einshin, ela im kei mazirim applies not to Chiyuv Karis, but it applies to the Chatas component of a Chiyuv Karis. So anytime a person doesn't have Aver B'Shoigig, that had he done Mamezi, he would have been Chayiv Karis, it's then that he has to bring a Karin Chatas. But there's a rule, Ein Einchen Elon Kemazir. So just because the Torah says that if you do something B'Mezi, you Chayiv Karis, doesn't by definition mean that if you do a B'Shoigig, you're going to be Chayiv Chatas. It's only if it was a Isser that the Torah says Yichayiv Karis, and there's an Azara. Now, that is an Azara, Einchen. Now you can have the Einish of Chatas. That's Ein Einchen Elon Kemazir. So the Gemara's Kasha is that B'Shoigig B'Halah, I have the Einish and I have the Azara. Memeilo, I understand if someone's Maila B'Chutz B'Shoigig, he's going to be Chayiv Chatas. But Shchita, the Einish, that's Parashas Achrimos. But there's no Loisa say anywhere in the Torah where the Torah says you're not allowed to be Shoigig B'Chutz. As a result, you have Karis, no question, but you don't have the Azara. If you don't have the Azara, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Chatas. So the Gemara's Kasha is how could the Mishnah say that there's a Chiyuv Chatas for Halah and Shchita, Bishloim Halah, you have the Azara. So there's no problem of Ein Einchen Elon Kemazir. But as it relates to Shchita, where do you have the Azara? Zok the Gemara, Amakra. The Pasuk says, V'lo Yizbachu Oid. So we mentioned that the Torah gives a tam, why you're not allowed to Shech Bachotz. The tam was, it's like a Harchaka. V'lo Yizbachu Oid, as if Chayim Lasirim. Because if you're going to Shech Bachotz, you know what's going to happen, you're going to end up bringing a Avodah Zarah. So it says, the Torah don't shech so that you will not come to be sheichet l'avodah zarah. But those words v'lo yizbechu says the Torah can go backwards as well. It can be going back to the entire parasha. I just finished telling you a parasha of shchutei chutz. I just told you that if somebody shech b'chutz he's going to be chayev karis, but I never gave you a lo yisaseh. Take those two words v'lo yizbechu, thou shalt not shecht, apply it tzidiktaveg, bring it backwards to the previous parasha, and now I have a mefurish of Eloi Yizbechu as it relates to Shechutei Chutz. That's where you have the Azara for Shechutei Chutz. But the Gemara says, even if you want to use Eloi Yizbechu for Eloi Saseh, meaning aside for the Pashup Shah, which is again our Chokka for the Isra of the Zara, you want to tell me Eloi Yizbechu Shteit Alav, but I have a Rabbi Lazar that already used this Lav, we borrowed this, it's taken already, you can't use it for this. What was it used for? I mean, I was Vech Beimah the Markulu Shu Chayiv. We know if somebody shechts an animal, l'avodah zarah, taloch es yischayev. Meaning, has somebody oived avodah zarah? Or how somebody chayev skila and karis for being oived avodah zarah? So, poshet, if you serve the avodah zarah the way people used to serve it. So, if somebody's payer lepa'ar, or yizayir kevel makulis, or every avodah zarah had its own way that people would worship it. If somebody would worship avodah zarah in the way that people worshiped it, he'd be chayev skila for what he did. In addition to that, if somebody's over any of the dalet avodahs that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody's over any of the dalet avodahs to any avodah zarah, it doesn't matter which avodah zarah it is, the halachis is also going to be chayv. It's learned out from a pasuk. But Rabbi Lazar said even a bigger chiddush. Even if somebody shechts, that's just an example of one of the dalet avodahs. Even if somebody shechts lemarkulis, where the derech is not to shecht lemarkulis, because people used to be zayir gever lemarkulis, even then you're going to be chayv. What's the even? Why is that a bigger chiddush? I thought the dalet avodahs, no matter which avodah zarah it is, whether it's kedarka shaloi kedarka, yo, he's chayv. Why is Markulis a bigger chiddush? The reason Markulis is a bigger chiddush is because the way they used to worship Markulis was b'derech b'zayin. They would throw stones on it. So sol gedai techamina zvichos derech kavet. This avodah zarah people worship b'derech b'zayin. So I would have thought that enechanami if I'm zoyveach to an avodah zarah that people worship al kol ponim b'derech kavet, even though people don't worship this b'derech zvicha, but at least it's an avodah zarah that people worship b'derech kavet. So there I'm going to be chayv. Said Rabbi Laz, I learned from this pasuk, from this filah yizbechu, this is extra to teach me this halacha, that even though Markulis is an avodah zarah that people worship the derech b'zayin, but if somebody is zayveach, he shechts to it, being that it's one of the dalet avodahs that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, they're more chomer, anyone that shechts to any avodah zarah is going to be chay. Bottom line is, I can't use filah yizbechu as the azara for shchutei chutz to tell me, the way Rashi learns the sugya, that there's a chatas for shchutei chutz b'shoigig, I need this filah yizbechu to teach me halacha mesach the Sanhedrin, that if somebody's oved avodah zarah, he does one of the dalet avodahs, even to an avodah zarah that people usually worship b'derech b'zayin, it's not kedarka, so you're going to be chayav. Says the Gemara, that there says the Gemara, dichsev, let's just see it inside. Wait, the Gemara, hi, me boy, let the Rabbi Lazo, dumb Rabbi Lazo, I mean, I listen to the Mark Lushu, chayav, dichsev, la yizbuchay, this of chayav, the main yin, look at Arka, dichsev, echo, yabdu, tenay, yin, lusha, loy, kedarka, on my rabbi, so Rabbi said, kari bev, la yizbuchu, the kari bev, la yoyd. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that if all the Torah wanted to tell me was Rabbi Lazo's halacha, it would have just said, vloy, oyd, as of chayav, la seirim. The word yizbuchu would be extra. It didn't have to say v'layizbechu in diktok. Being that it says v'layizbechu oides evcheim la'seirims, it teaches me two halachas. Number one, v'layizbechu is the azara for shchutei chutz going backwards. And number two, moving forward, it's a leis ha'sein avodazara, as we just mentioned, says the Gemara. But akati mi boyle, I still need this pasuk. I need it for something else. L'kidetanya, for the following braisa. Who at kan, says the braisa. Who medaber bekotchim shehektishon b'shas isra bomis. So what does Adkan mean? Says Rashi. And hamikra azed of lo yizbechu. So the first six psukim of Perek Yud Zayin and Parshas Achrimos is describing somebody that shechts bachutz, where the carbon, somebody was makdish b'shas isra bomis and was makrivit b'shas isra bomis. Meaning there were times in history where Jews were actually allowed to bring karbonis b'chutz, the shas heter bomis. But the whole isser of chutz is all predicated on you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the makam hamikdash. Aye, what happened to the parish of bomis? Isn't that what a bomb? What was a bomb? There was a bomb of Gedola, which wasn't in the Makam HaMikdash. And then there were bombs of Ketanis that people were able to have. Different Karbonis, you could bring a bomb of Ketanis, you can't, different nuances. That's the last parak in the Masechta. Masechta's Parak Chattas deals with a lot of the halachas of bombs. But the bottom line is there's a concept of a bomb. And the concept of a bomb at first glance would seem to be a contradiction to the Isser of Shchutei Chutz Halos Chutz. How do you reconcile these two things? How do you have a parish of Chutz, which is Karis, Tam Yechoshev, it's horrible. It's Archokah for Avodah Zarah, but then there's a Shas. The teretz is the iser chutz only applies when there was an iser bamas, when there was a heter bamas not. So says the Gemara that before this pasuk of lo yizbechu, I would have thought that the only time there's an iser of shchutei chutz is if this carbon that was shechted b'chutz, the bala carbon was makdish the carbon b'shas iser bamas, and he shechted it b'shas iser bamas. Kamashmal on this pasuk says again, ad kan hu medaber b'kachim shechdishim b'shas iser bamas v'shgibim b'shas iser bamas. Shaharei oinshan omru v'al pesach ayomoyed and azorit echsevi sham lechom pentalo oiloy secha. And Rashi says that really this part of the braisa wasn't most of anything. All the braisa needs to say is that those psukim that teach us karis and chatas, I would assume is referring to where everything happened b'shas iser bamas. Side the hektish happened b'shas iser bamas, and side the hakrova happened b'shas iser bamas. We come to elach, but from that pasuk v'layiv zvechoy the seirim I see a chiddush. I know that this iser of shchutei chutz is true even b'zvachim shektishon b'shas heter abamas v'hikrivam b'shas iser abamas. Shenemar, because the pasuk says l'mana sheyaviu b'nei yis. And we darshan that pasuk zvachim shehitarti l'cha kfar al pnei asada. Meaning, even the zvachim that I was matter, that you were makdish b'shas heter b'mois, still loim l'cha azeveich b'shas isra b'mois, ma'al olav akosav kilu hikru al pnei asada. Meaning, the pasuk of lo yizvachoy desivchem laseirim is coming to tell me a chiddush. It's coming to tell me that this halacha of shchutei chutz is not only true for someone that was makrivit b'shas iser bamos, but even if you were makdishit, makdish, not makriv. Not only if you were makdishit b'shas iser bamos, but even if you were makdishit b'shas heter bamos, it doesn't matter. As long as you shechted b'shas iser bamos, that's enough to tell me that you're going to be chayiv iser karis. Either way, the braisa continues, and the braisa says, ve'hivim l'ashem, when it says in the pasuk ve'hivim l'ashem, zu mitzvah saseh. I would have thought there should be an einish karis for someone that shechts b'chutz when he was makdish at b'shas heter b'mois. That's the end of the pasuk, and we learn from there zois lahem v'loy acheres lahem. Zois lahem lo yizbechu. The lois I say that's the iser. That's the oinish, but v'loy acheres lahem, there's not going to be a chi of cars. But bottom line, what do you see from this braisa? A long-winded braisa. The bottom line is the braisa said that when it says in the Torah v'loy yizbuchoy desavchem lasirin, it's a lois sase, it's an azara. That's coming to teach me that not only is there an iser shchutei chutz if somebody's makdish at b'shas iser bamas, but even if someone was makdish at b'shas eter bamas, as long as he shechted at b'shas iser bamas, that's enough that there should be an iser shchutei chutz. Bottom line is v'loy yizbuchoy desavchem is coming to tell me a lois sase, true. In the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, but not for the classic case of Shchutei Chutz. Not for the case where you were makdishit b'shas iser bamas and makdishit b'shas iser bamas, but rather where you were makdishit b'shas heter bamas. So how do I know there's an azar or there's a loisa say if I'm makdishit b'shas iser bamas? Maybe there's only going to be a loisa say if I was makdishit b'shas heter bamas. Again, the parak begins with halacha hashoychet v'mayla b'chutz chayim. Achloikis reis agli l'chachamim, one or two. Clearly implying that if somebody shechts b'chutz or is mayla b'chutz, b'shoygeg, he's going to be chayiv chatas. first glance you'd say, of course, it says in the Torah that there's a chiyuv karis if you do it b'meizid. So doesn't that mean if you do it b'shoigig that there's going to be a chiyuv chatas? The Gemara says no, because there's a rule, ein oinshin elon kei mazdirim. And Rashi says that means, as it relates to the carbon chatas, the only time there's a chatas is if there's an azara. So the Gemara said, b'shleim by Allah, there's an azara, there's an oinsh. But by shchit, there's an azara. I don't have an azara anywhere. So the Gemara says, I found the azara. It says, v'layizbuchu oides evchem l'sirim. And even though the pasha pshat is involved in the time of the krov, why there's an issa shchutei chutz, but at the end of the day, it says, lo yizbuchu, that says, lo yisasei, written all over it. So you have a lo yisasei over here. Being that I have a lo yisasei, that lo yisasei teaches me that there's going to be an azara. The azara means that if you shecht b'shoyge, you're going to be chayv. But the Gemara says, one second, I need for lo yizbuchu oides evchem to teach me halacha that a zevech the markul says, you're going to be chayv. The Gemara says, true, but there's two mashmoyes in that pasuk. It didn't have to say yizbuchu, could have said v'loyoy. So there's two lav. One lav is regarding zevech the markul, hilchas avodah zarah. The other one is in the laws of shkutei chos. But the Gemara says, I have a problem. Because the truth, I found a mefurish b'raisa like what you just said. I have a b'raisa that says v'loy yizbuchu is an azara for shkutei chos. But that b'raisa says it's referring to shkutei chos where that I was makdish b'shas hatavamis. How do I know if I was makdish b'shas iser b'amis? So that's where we're stuck. How do I know if someone's makdish an animal b'shas iser b'amis and then he shechts it b'shas iser b'amis? I know this car is because the Torah doesn't distinguish between where the hektish was b'shas het to b'shas iser. If anything, it's more mashma that you were makdish b'shas iser. But that pasuk v'lo yizbuchu is already on the part of the parasha that's discussing where you were makdish b'shas het to b'amis. Now, at first glance, you're going to say, v'aloi dvarim kal v'chaymer ho. Madach is an azara if I was makdish b'shas het to b'amis. As long as I shechted b'shas iser b'amis, there's an azara. Thus, if you do b'shoyin yichayv chatas, then kal v'chaymer, if I was makdish b'shas iser b'amis, el amabayo, kal v'chaymer, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Ma'abim, makam shalai yonash hizir, makam sha'anash and edin shehizir. And it's a reason it's such a fest, the kal v'chaymer, is because that b'raisa that said that those psukim are talking about, where you makdish b'shas het b'amis said, that if you makdish b'shas het b'amis and you do the shechit b'shas iser b'amis, there's no karis. All there is a lois hasei. So the kal v'chomer is mamish fest. Madach, where you makdish b'shas het b'amis and you're shechit b'shas iser b'amis, where there's no karis, still there's an azara. So kal v'chomer, if I makdish b'shas iser b'amis and I shecht b'shas iser b'amis, with this karis, certainly there has to be an azara. This is a more chomer de geparsha. How do I know that? I know that from the einish. So madach here with this karis, there certainly has to be an azara. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi. We'll speak out right about this in Yetzir Shem Matz Shabbos as well. But just those words. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. But either way, amalei. What's the... Some of the Ravina Rav Ashi, Imkain, if you're going to use this logic, lo yoyma lav b'chelev, v'teisi kal v'chayma minaveilo, l'chura, it shouldn't have said a lav b'chelev, and I should have known chelev kal v'chayma minaveilo. Uman neveilo shlo yonash hizir, chelev shonash hizir, hizir. If you're going to work with such a logic, then l'chura, I could ask you a bunch of kashas, as the Gemara is going to ask right now. Why did Torah have to say a lav by chelev? Why did Torah have to say that you're not allowed to eat chelev? Chelev is a part of the animal that's not kosher. Even if you shechted it, still, it's off limits. You're not allowed to eat the chelev. Why does Torah have to say that? Can I make a kal v'chomer from nevela? If somebody eats chelev, he's chayiv karis. If somebody eats nevela, it's a regular lois asay. Nevela has an azara. It's a kal v'chomer chelev should have an azara, right? Ma nevela shalai onash. Ma dach nevela doesn't have an oinish of karis. Hizer still does an azara. Chelev shalonash. Chelev, but there is an oinish of karis. Ain't no din shehizer. Also, the kami de Rava. So Rav Ash came to Rava. Amalei say he told him, min nevela loy asya. The ikala mifrach. No, you can't learn from nevela. Why? Because even though nevela is more kuladig than chelev, because chelev has karis, nevela doesn't have karis, but I can tell you malu nevela shekei metama. There's something called tumas nevela. We learned those sugis together, shenemu, in perek chatas oiv, tumas beis ablia, but we know nevela is metama. Chelev is not metama. So I mean that chelev is not, even chelev of a nevela is not metama. So if chelev is not metama, and nevela is metama, so nevela is more chomer. So maybe because you find this chomer in the parish of nevela, that this tuma, it's in that vein that you have this azara as well. Chelev, maybe not. But the Gemara says, okay, mishrotzim tmeim. I could learn it from the shrotzim tmeim. From the shmoina shrotzim. That are tam. Why can I learn from there? That malach shrotzim tmeim. That madach shrotzim tmeim. That there's no karis. Still, what's the halacha? If you eat it, there's an azara. So chelev with this karis, certainly there should be an azara. Zok the Gemara, no. Shekei metam b'mashu. Tosfos says the word mashu is really an extra word. The point is same dichoy. Shrotzim tmeim, by definition, are Tame. I bring that to Tame, it's for that reason that maybe you have this Chomer that there's an Azara as well, as opposed to Chalef, which even though there's a Karis, but being that there's no Tumah, maybe there's no Azara. Now there is an Azara, but that's why the Torah had to write the Azara. I wouldn't necessarily know it. Mikal v'chaymer. What about from the Shratzim Tahir? There's certain Shratzim that are Tahir. Maybe learn it from there, but the Gemara says, Malo Shratzim Tahir, she can't even be Mashu. Shratzim Tahir also have a Chomra. Mashu, Chalef, you have to eat a Kazayas. May Arlo v'kilei Akerem. Maybe learn from Arlo and Kilei Akerem. Also, there's no Karis and there's an Azara. So again, why do Torah have to write an Azara by Chalef? Why can I learn it? Kal v'chaymer from Arlo and Kilei Akerem. And Arlo and Kilei Akerem, you're not over the Mashu. And Arlo and Kilei Akerem are not Metama, so you don't have the Dichuyim that the Gemara previously said. The Gemara says, "Malo klei akem shkein atzurim ba'ano." Supposed to chelov. That's also ba'ano. What about mishvias? Learn it from shmita. Malo shvias shkein tefes. It says namel. Shvias has a chumer that once something has kedusha shvias, if you sell it, the money that you get in exchange for the shmita now has the kedusha. That's a chiddush. You sell chelov, the money doesn't become chelov, right? Truma. How about truma? Truma is not tefes. It's namel. Shkein lehutam klala. You don't find anywhere that truma should be mutter, as opposed to chelov. You do find should be mutter because chelov of a chaya is mutter. Chelov is only awesome if it's chelov of a behemah, but chelov of a chaya is mutter. The Gemara says, once that's the case, kulunam shkein lehutam klala. But once you find this kula that chelov has, so I can already say that shvi is all these arlo kilei akerem. You don't find anywhere that they should ever be mutter. You find chelov is hutam klala. Look, there's only the chelov of a behemah that's aser, but the chelov of a chaya is mutter. The bottom line is tainas the Gemara. It's not a kasha. Meaning, we wanted to say that once I know that there's a azara for shchutei chutz, where you makdish b'shas heter b'mes, where there's no karis, certainly there should be an azara if you makdish b'shas iser b'mes, where there is an iser karis. Meaning, if this is karis, certainly there should be an azara. It means it's more common. Whereas if that's the case, why do we need azara by chelov? Chelov has karis. Learn it out from all the machalas asurais. So the Gemara says, because chelov has a kula, it's hutta michlala. It's only true by behemoth, it's not true by achai. I'd never be able to learn it from all the machalas asurais. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the logic of the kal v'chaymer is not a good logic. But Amar Rava, but Rava said, ikash li hakash. I'll tell you what does bother me. Had to learn to the Mishnah. Pesach u'mila mitzvah saseh. Ordinarily, again, if you do an avera, she's doing a karis, v'shoigig yichayv chatas. But the Mishnah says, Pesach and mila, even though if someone doesn't bring the carbon Pesach, it's chayv karis. Someone doesn't do bris mila, it's chayv karis. But at the same time, v'shoigig, there's no chatas. Why? Because there's no Azara. Frank the Gemara, Tasty be Kalvachimer, be Meister. Even though the Torah didn't mention Azara, why can I learn out Azara Kalvachimer? From which Isser? Isser Noiser. Interesting. Ma Noiser, Shaloi Onash Isser, Madach Meister. Noiser. If somebody eats Noiser, he's Chayv Karas. We mean if somebody performs the act of being Meister, he's left over from a garbage. That loch is, there's an Azara. But at the same time, there's no karis. Pesach u'mila she'onash. Where you do have it, enoidin she'hizer. Now, why are we bringing a raya from noiser? There's no other loisa say in the Torah that you could have picked. It's just the bottom toisa on the yamin. Hadinokan moisa tvei migezel gneva vekama lavin shebetayra. Mishun the moisa lay oven meiser. Do me the pesach u'mila. Because you would have thought, ordinarily, you would say, maybe pesach u'mila you can't learn from a regular loisa say because pesach u'mila doesn't involve the meisa. Right? How you over bris mila? By not doing bris mila. How you over Pesach? By not bringing the carbon Pesach. So you would have thought that being that it doesn't involve a maisa, maybe that's why there's no chatos. You can't bring a raya from a regular loisase, even though that loisase has a kula that there's no karis, because it has a chumra, it involves a maisa. So we're just picking the loisase that's a lav she'im by maisa. Loisase. See, remember what biker is a lav she'im by maisa? Right? How you over it? By not eating it. Point is tainas the Gemara, so that bothers me. So l'chura, again, if you're going to tell me you can learn up an Azara from a Kal v'chaymer, and that's how you want to have the Azara for Shchutei Chutz, for Shasat Abamis, then l'chura, there should always be a Chatas by Pesach and Mila, because even though there's no Azara, why can't I learn the Azara from the Isra Lois Yisiri Menuat Boiker, Amar Av Ashi, Amrita L'Shmaita Kavit Rav Kahana, V'amalimi Moisa Layas, can't learn from Moisa, the Ikla Mifrach Mala Moisa, Shkein Ein Lay Takana. Moisa, there's no Takana, there's no way to undo it. Now there's a takana, you can burn it, which makes it a lav shenita klase. But there's no takana in terms of how to make it that you are a mevatel the loisase. Toim rabbe pesach sheyesh le takana pesach sheni. And mila also, you could always do bris mila. So being that there's a takana, you can't learn it even from meiser. Being that you can't learn it even from meiser, therefore you have no lima. So what's the bottom line? The Gemara digressed. But the bottom line is, we started off perek hashoicha v'hamayla, which begins perek yedzayin and parasha sachrimais. It's two parts to the parasha. The first part is somebody shechtze karim machos. The second part of it is somebody is Milo Karim Machutz. We're going to see it's Hashem in the next staff that the Gemara has Limudim, where we learn if somebody does Rika Bachutz, and it's not just Shechita and Halah. it's going to be labeling. But the bottom line is that for now, if somebody shecht b'chutz, that's the first parasha. If someone's mailu b'chutz, that's the second parasha. The Torah gives a time of the crow, which we'll have to speak about. It's somehow related to the iser of avodah zara. The Mishnah said that these that Shechita and Halah B'chutz are examples of an Avera Shezdoin and Karis that should be Gosek Chatas. The Gemara didn't understand why, because there's a rule of Ein Oinchin Elan Kei Mazirin. Just like Pesach and Mila, there's no Azara, so there's no Chatas. So Lechura, there shouldn't be a Chatas here either. Go through the Parsha, there's no Chatas. And the Gemara said, Pishlei Mahalah, even though there's no Azara in Parsha Zachrim, it's not in Parsha Re'ei. But Shechita, there's no Azara, not in Parsha Zachrim, it's not in Parsha Re'ei. So the Gemara said that no, that Pasik, even though Pashim Shad, it's not an Azara, that's the Azara. And that's an Azara for Zvicha, that's the missing piece. And that's how Chazal knew that Shechita b'chutz b'shoigig, you're going to be Chayev Chatos. But the Gemara said, that I need that in Mesachtes Sanhedrin, in Mesachtes Avodah Zarah, to teach me the Halacha, that if someone's Zayvech, the Markulis, even though it's like a dark, and even though Markulis is an Avodah Zarah, the people used to worship the Derech B'zoyin, so you're going to be Chayev. The Gemara said, there's two Azaras. So it's a pasuk that really is not an Azara. But we took two Azaras out of it. V'loi Yizbechu, it could have said V'loi Oy. So I learned two. One backwards, one forward. Bottom line is, one is coming to teach me Azara for Shechut Eichotz. But the Gemara said, Azara for Shechut Eichotz. I have a Mufurish Abraisa that says, it's Takan Azara for Shechut Eichotz, but only for Shechut Eichotz where you amaktish the Korbim B'shas Heter Abomus. Now where you amaktish the B'shas Isra Abomus. And where we left off right now is that even though you tell me, Favoy Tvarim Kavachaymer, Madoch, there's an Azara for someone that Shechts B'shas Heter Abomus, which we saw in that same Braisa, so there's no Issa Karis for the Shechita. Then certainly, if somebody shechts b'chutz with yomakdish b'shas itzibamus with an issur karis, shouldn't that definitely mean that there's an azara? But the Gemara proved after a whole lot of Gemara, you can't make azaras from kal v'chaymeres, because if that's the case, Pesach and Mila maybe. Bottom line is that's where we're stuck now. Could we learn it from kal v'chaymer? Could we not learn it from kal v'chaymer? And the Gemara is going to pick up Metz Hashem on the next stuff.